Hello, thank you for being with us here again in your life, this series of educational talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, Nitza Mazuz. Today we'd like to talk with Dr. Lightman about Simchat Torah. It's a rejoicing holiday. People like to dance and sing. We'll try and delve into that holiday and its symbols in order to understand what is it we're truly happy about and how this big joy can advance us practically in our day-to-day life into a better reality. Nitza, let's open up. Well, this holiday indeed is a very rejoicing of the Torah and giving respect to the Torah. This is a song we sing usually. And what's characterized this unique holiday is that it's conclude the yearly reading of the Torah, Book of Torah, and starting a new cycle of reading. And this is a specifically happy holiday, characterized by the kids' happiness. Also, they're very connected to all the customs of this holiday. Yeah, kids also participate, the seculars. Seculars, well, I can testify that it is something that you can't ignore because they come out of the synagogue. They're religious people who come out of who celebrate it, and there's kind of a party in the streets. The process does not occur only in the synagogue. Hence, also secular. No, I'm asking about the heart for the secular person. In the feeling, I think there is something. Yes, there is a feeling of a sanctity. The Book of Torah is a holy thing. It is for the first time pulled out of this place where it's usually hid there in the cupboard there, and it's being taken out, and people are dancing around it, circling it, kissing it. There's something very strong about it. So about this holiday, I would like to converse with you today, and maybe to clarify, what is it? What is the rejoicing of the Torah? What is our Torah? Maybe we'll start maybe with a joy. Why are we happy? Yeah, why are we happy in the rejoicing of the Torah? If we will start asking people, I think they'll give many answers. Many different answers altogether. The Torah, as we spoke, Torah is called the light that reforms. This is what is written about it. I've created the evil inclination, meaning the Creator, all in all, what it did an act of creating evil inclination. Maybe isn't so pleasant to say, but this is the only thing he created, that he made. He created the evil inclination. And because he created the evil inclination, then it is written, and I have created Torah as a spice. Which is a spice that you add to the food. So the evil inclination say it is this big stew, big meal, but it is bad in order to turn it into the good feed. Then there's a spice added to it called Torah, whereby all in all, the entire Torah is a spice. It is kind of something very weird, peculiar, that the Torah, with all the world, spirituality, the revealed Torah, the concealed Torah, the Torah of light, and everything is as if something that isn't out of this world. It's kind of a force that come to us from the upper worlds, in the universe, in something, and all of a sudden, all this greatness, all those things, as much as there are hidden things in it, secrets, the Pardes, and all the Kabbalists are engaging in the Torah. What are they engaged in? In a spice. All in all, they engage in a spice. Where the main thing is the evil inclination of ours. What is the evil inclination? Oh, that too we need to understand. I think that the evil inclination, that we have all kind of urges, desires, right? Bad desires that I'm determined that they are bad. No one teaches me what bad is. If I'm thinking like that, then what is bad? Bad that I'm afraid of something. But he said, no, it's not bad. It guards you from getting into problems, right? Or they said the evil inclination, it is say when you're lazy. So I'm lazy. I like laying down, doing nothing, not even thinking. Like that, being evil inclination. I don't know. we see now that even the wise guys of our generations say that it's better if a person sit like that and does nothing. Sit and do nothing, it is written. So even Ganesha, I don't know what it is. From what I seemingly receive something bad. Something that brings me bad. Yes. Say I've stolen something. So if I got caught, so I'm saying this tendency to steal is bad. But if I wasn't caught, I've succeeded. So I don't think it is bad. Meaning someone have to come to me and teach me what good and what bad is. And if someone teach me not according to what I am, then I need to ask according to what he determined that this is good or bad, right? Meaning all the Torah come in order to correct the evil inclination, to turn it into a good inclination, good desire. So what is the good inclination? Well, here we need to understand that the light that is in the Torah, meaning a force that is within the Torah, brings the person back to the good, as it is written. I've created evil incarnation, I've created Torah as a spice for the light in it, reforms, bring back to the good. So there are four stages to understand. I've created evil incarnation. It is clear to us. There is something that is called bad. We don't know what bad is. Said one's incarnation is bad from birth, well, it could be not even the same ego that we are thinking of. Totally not. However, I have something that can be located and be called as bad. I've created the evil inclination, and the Creator did it. I mean, it's not that I'm at fault, that it is in me, and not that I have to feel shame about it. No, specifically to locate it and say, this is the evil inclination, meaning I need special studying to identify what is that evil inclination in me. Then once I've created evil inclination, I come to the second state. I've created Torah as a spice. And then I'm in need of something called Torah as a spice. Why? What's in it that I'm demanding of it? For the light in it, there is kind of a light in it. I don't know what light is. It's not the ordinary light. It has a certain power that affect, seemingly affect me. What does it do? Reforms. That the evil inclination reform into a good inclination. Meaning if I'm observing those four states, I've created evil inclination, I've created twice a spice for the light in it, reforms, I'm reforming the bad inclination into a good inclination. What does it mean, bring it back to the good or reforming it? I don't know. What does it need to reform? Why? I was a good once, that it takes me back to be good. But all those things are to be scrutinized. This is the Torah, meaning a force that corrects me, my evil inclination, into a good inclination. This is the Torah, meaning Torah is the mean in order to correct the bad in man into good. Well, obviously, should I do that and I'm reaching a good result, then I have the rejoicing of the Torah. So I'm happy that I had Torah by which I've corrected myself, that now I've come to a good result, I earned something proper, and I have a good reason. Meaning here there are stages, I understand the person, as a matter of fact, need to reach a state whereby he knows, he's familiar with the bad, with the evil. Meaning before he has the recognition of evil, he doesn't even know that there is something evil. So it's not even in a search, and he doesn't even need that same Torah as a spice. Right. Now, the moment he is familiar with having something evil in him, then I'm immediately asking myself, is it evil because it is evil towards someone else or towards me? Oh, no. This is something we need to scrutinize separately. If you want, just answer, I'll give. That this evil is with respect to the Creator. Everything opposite to the Creator is called the evil or bad. because the Creator is called good, that He is good, and beside that, His action is good that does good. Hence, everything that is opposite to the Creator is called bad or evil. And that evil basically separates me from that force that is the Creator, right? Hence, it is bad because it separates me. According to equivalence of form, there is between myself and everything I'm feeling, as I need to be from the same qualities of something that I'm then feeling the matter, otherwise I will not feel. Maybe there are many more things in the world, but I'm not feeling because I don't have those qualities in me, right? So in me, it is said, within me, that I need to reveal. I'm not revealing as yet. There is an evil inclination in me, which is very important. Why it is very important? Because the Creator created it. Not only He created it, He didn't create it for no reason. Rather, He created it opposite to Himself and called it the evil inclination, which is opposite to Him, and gave me also a certain instrument, right? A key, something, by which I can invert that bad into good. Meaning, in me now there is the evil inclination, I'm discovering it, and I'm turning it into the good inclination. So just as the Creator is good, precisely to the same form and strength, so I become good. So here the Torah begin to receive a great value, as by it I can turn from being a certain little cockroach into something very big and good, that is like the Creator, in the same intensity, the same capacity of bestowal and love and knowledge and attainment and eternal and complete. Oh, now I'm looking at the Torah as a very important means. So much that it isn't just the book of Torah standing there behind the curtain, that I come, I kiss something and go, or read some story there. Rather, Torah is already the force of correction, force of my inner change. It is already a system that seemingly affect me, that know how to turn around my desires, etc., and accordingly I'm changing. Meaning the Torah is already, just as there is the evil incarnation, the Torah is in it, and also maybe outside of it, and it cooks it, and turn it, and invert it, and this is something immense. How could I use it? Seemingly here I need to nevertheless play a role, right? But we already see that these things are big, that the evil in me, first and foremost, it is precisely the same intensity as the Creator, however opposite. So it's some huge monster, it's even scary to think about it, what's is there inside of me. And the Torah must be an even greater intensity in order to turn me from bad, from evil to good, according to my participation. And then I turn into good according to size and feeling and intensity and all manners in me, all the aspects, just as the Creator is. If I'm converting the bad into good, then I'm truly matching Him. Isn't bad. That's not bad. Therefore, a person who come to usage of the Torah in a state, once come to it, seemingly he has the rejoicing of the Torah. It's something to rejoice about. He understands what's going on. He concluded the entire book of Torah during the year, meaning he formed it in such way, drew it upon himself in such way, this light, because the light in it reforms, it is written, so that this light worked upon him and corrected him time after time, illumination after illumination. Thus he came to the rejoicing of the Torah as his whole good corrected. So now, maybe just explain to me, why is the rejoicing of the Torah come straight after Sukkot? Because in Sukkot he received the correction. The 7 days of Sukkot, within four species, within the Sukkah, the tabernacle, where person is within those surrounding lights, which are the Torah, which these lights come to him through the shed covering. It's all symbols, but in spirituality it is an entire system. We learn it from the gate of intention of Dari. And then according to that, we are advancing to a state whereby we are coming to a complete correction. Hence, we come to the 8th of Atzeret. We have nothing further to correct. Atzeret is from the word Atzira, stopping. So what are we doing? Corrections. We did 7 corrections, right? We did Ushpizin too, I guess. Meaning every night we have Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moshe, Aaron, Joseph, and David. So everyone symbolizes special characters. Yeah, all the time we are talking about characters, characteristics. So there's a force that come and correct in me different characteristics from bad to good, and more and more and more characteristics. Thus I come to a state whereby we symbolize it as a pomegranate, full of mitzvot, as a pomegranate, as a rimon, that all the desires in it, the 613 desires, turn from bad into good. Meaning the rimon, the pomegranate, represents certain wholeness, yeah? Yes, wholeness of a correction. If I understood the process, in a person there is something bad, which a person doesn't know, by the way. He needs to discover that. First of all, there has to be a preparation. You see, we come to forgiveness, slichot, and it's after the whole year we've been through, and we have examined and used the Torah as a summary, as a consequence of using the Torah. We learn, we're using, then we begin to see the bad in us. Like in the song, there was a righteous man. So then what? Then we feel we have nothing. So in a person, there's something he need to reveal as bad. Once he's locating, like in medical diagnosis, once diagnosing what's bad in him, there's a force that can take that bad and invert it into being good, and this force is called Torah. And then at the end of this process, where the evil in man, the bad, turn into good, by that the person become similar to the Creator, where what he's symbolizing the absolute good, yeah, love and bestow to every person, and through them to the Creator, because it is one of the same, because the Creator, we discover that his glory is the world filled up with his glory, that he is in everything that appeared to us on the outside as existing. Now, once this process happened in its entirely, you said it evokes the sensation of joy in a person. Is that the rejoicing of the Torah? Yes. What is the joy about? When he used the Torah and corrected himself to be in equivalence of form with the Creator. Why is it rejoicing? To be in adhesion with him, to be in equivalence of form with the Creator, to be in a state that now he can bestow upon the Creator as the Creator bestows upon him. This is how we are built, that there's nothing, no higher state than that. Why? What's so rejoicing and exalted about it? What does it give? It is called, I'm to my beloved and my beloved to me. No, beyond the phrases, what's so accent about that state? I'm created in the desire to receive. Receiving what? Pleasure and delight. And then I'm receiving from the Creator pleasure and delight. When I'm resembling him. Meaning when a person inverted that bad in him into good, similar to the Creator good, then he receive all that goodness from the Creator? Yes. Meaning he receive abundance endlessly. Yes, because he himself wants to give abundant pleasure endlessly. Meaning when he turned similar to, in his will to the Creator, I mean the Creator wants to give us all good. Do your will as his. So the Creator wants to give us all the goodness. I can't receive it. I corrected that corrupted thing in me, that bad in me, into the good. And now I can receive from him all that goodness. And that's what's rejoicing. I have not so pleasant question, but like I have to ask. We're talking about the rejoicing of the Torah, and the Torah is a force that comes and locate within me the bad and invert it into good, right? That it brings me to the state like the Creator, all by the Torah. Yes, I, as a person who grew up in a religious education, and know many people who study the Torah, although I studied the Torah with many people, I never noticed that any of them turned from bad into good. Why it works for some and not for others? Well, Baal HaSulam explained it in the study of the Ten Sefirot, that we found a few people whom the light in the Torah didn't help them. And there he explained that in order to draw upon oneself the light that reform, a person needs to arrange for himself a few conditions. First of all, he needs to study from books that are set for it. These are the books of Kabbalah. If he study anything else, that God forbid we have no words to say that it's bad sources, origin, but there's no light that reforms in them. What is the light that reforms? The force of bestowal in a person, the force of correction that affects men. I can sit and study all the books other than the wisdom of Kabbalah, and also the wisdom of Kabbalah. I need to study from a teacher, the correct teacher, because everyone open out these books and teach the way he feel like. But a person who teaches me correctly from the books of the wisdom of Kabbalah, in our days it is the books of Baal HaSulam and Rabash only. All the other books aren't for our generation, are for previous generations. Hence I need a teacher that precisely received this method from his teacher, and his teacher from his teacher, and accordingly, according to the chain of generation of Kabbalists, and he know how to teach the method of Baal HaSulam and Rabash. And then I, who will study from him, will be able to start feeling how it works and effect. That too takes a while, not immediately, takes years. But over those years, I feel how I advance, and gradually I am locating the bad in me, and what is called good, and what is Torah is a spice, meaning the means which converts the good into bad, the bad into good. All this process requires locating and diagnosing and knowing the bad in you, etc. You know, all this action of locating something that is hidden, because otherwise there's no locating action. Yeah, also the bad is hidden. So I'm not even know what I'm bad about. No, because we feel ourselves as a beast. It is written. All seems as beast. There's no bad in me. Bad that I discover in me is spiritual. It isn't corporeal. It doesn't belong to my body. It doesn't belong to me as an animal. It belongs to the spiritual part in me. And that spiritual part, to start with, when I discover it opposite to the Creator. What is the spiritual part in me? It doesn't belong to this world. It belongs to my matching to the Creator. This is a level that is above me, that I discover the bad in me, and I need to turn it into the good in me. Hence, the Kabbalah is called the wisdom of the concealed. We talk about Joseph of the Torah, Torah the light, so the concealment of the wisdom of the concealed, this is what it does. It locates what is the spiritual part in me, what's bad in me, what's good, how do I do that process, right? Hence, it is called the concealed. So we say the Torah of the concealed, meaning the wisdom of the concealed, meaning that it's become revelation. Yeah, it reveals. So, okay, understood. So how does a person know? You say, first of all, you said that what I've seen in my life, it's correct. Not everyone who studied Torah turned themselves from bad to good. Well, in all the generations post the destruction of the temple to our days, people weren't told how to use Torah as a spice. They weren't taught. Hence, this state is called exile, and our generation is the first, after all these 2,000 years of exile, it is the first generation that come to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah and gradually awakens to correction. Hence it is called the generation of the Messiah, that it demands of the Torah to pull it, to nimshoch from Messiah, Mashiach, a force that pulls us from the degree of the animal to the degree of the speaking, the Adam, he who resembled the Creator. So if over many, many generations, all these means of locating the bad and turn it into the good, so our time is just a bit short. So what is in your mind nowadays is a rejoicing of the Torah, which that means is revealed. In the broadest aspect, for the public, rejoicing of the Torah, what is it for you? Understand that the rejoicing of the Torah for us is us having received the opportunity to reveal that force in the Torah, that delight in it to form. By the way, it is only for seculars? No, for everyone, for even the whole world, as it is written, for my house will be house of prayer for all the nations, and all the nations come to it. Yeah, in the prayer of Yom Kippur. Yes, yes. And we need to be light for the nations in that, meaning the light of the Torah through us come to all the nations of the world. Hence, from them we feel anti-Semitism and demand that us, why are we bad and causing all the evil in the world? That too with respect to the same Torah that need to bring the world to good. So rejoicing of the Torah for you is rejoicing in what? For having revealed in our generation, that means, and then before us is just to realize it, and with God's help we'll do it this year. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you very much to Nitza, and thank you all for having been with us. Happy New Year and good life and rejoicing of the Torah.